You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Tracy Hazard on the line, and she's CEO and co-founder over at Podtize, and she's also a host of the Binge Factor podcast. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Adam. Appreciate being here, and I love the title, Mission Matters, because it does matter.
Oh, I'm excited to talk to you today. I love talking to other podcasters, and I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about the importance of podcasting and talk about also what you do. So let's just kick it off by going into Podtize. So tell us a little bit more about your company, please.
Well, Podtize is a podcasting service company, and we specialize in alternative monetization, ways for podcasters to get more promotion, make more money, do more with their podcast for their core business, because at the end of the day, you know, who doesn't want to be seen, heard, found, and rewarded in this noisy digital world?
Oh, I love that. And I'm obsessed with podcasting. I love it. And for people that have been following my show for a long time, they know I just went further and further down. And that's definitely my obsession. So I love introducing other people to it. What have you found? I know you work with a lot of clients in podcasting. What have you found, like give me some stories about this. Like, why should people start their podcast? Why should they go down that path?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, the reality is that podcasting is the fastest and easiest brand marketing. It is so simple to start with your voice. It's simple to start with your voice, inject yourself into it, be authentic, and move that through. Now, there's lots of technical things that you need to do. You got to put it on YouTube, put it on podcasts, put it into blogs, make graphics from it, put it on social. Like, there's a lot of the follow-up things, which is why I have a company, because we do that all for people. But the idea is that it's just a much faster way of really getting across why you're so unique and why you're so great, and to get people to be able to take you in and trust you over time. And sometimes faster, because when you're in their ear, they begin to believe and listen and learn and start to trust you faster.
Oh, I love this. And can you give some examples of so this is a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives out there listening. Sometimes I hear people say, like, oh, I'm a lawyer, oh, I'm a doctor, oh, you know, like, that doesn't make sense for me to go out there and do podcasting. I don't necessarily have these other things. Can you talk about just kind of your experience in working with different entrepreneurs and what kind of feedback you've gotten after they've started their podcast? Because I always see, like, before, it's like, oh, it's not. Then after, like, once they cross over to that other side, like, it's a whole nother ballgame. It just opens up so much opportunity.
It totally does. And we have all kinds of podcasters. We specialize in businesses. I mean, it has to be a business show. We don't specialize in that sort of entertainment, you know, serial type podcast, the entertainment side of it. And on the business side, we have lots of lawyers and doctors and things like that. And what they find is that that's the hard part for them, is they don't have a lot of time. They don't have a way to make their website attractive to get clients or get patients to find out more and get to know them better so that they choose them over someone else. So my podcaster doctors, for instance, do extremely well because of the Google localized algorithm. So because their podcasts are heavily filling their websites with tremendously long and amazingly intimate stories and blogs, they're able to get their patients to check them out, learn more about them, get to like them before they've even booked an appointment. Or if they book an appointment, they get a consult, and then they go back and they can share helpful information about, you know, like a chiropractor who might recommend, oh, here's what someone did and talked about on my show about how they got back to their golf game and how they rehab themselves after chiropractic care. And they find it really useful, and then clients stick around and come back, and patients as well. So that kind of view of trying to make sure that your business is being served by your podcast and not your influence. That's a different model of business. And so that's where it really works for those types of individuals and entrepreneurs.
Oh, I love that. I love it so much. And that's been, and for everybody listening, that's totally been my experience with it personally. I mean, when I started podcasting, I was a financial advisor at the time, and I just fell so far in love with it, and my brand and everything just kept growing, and it ended up being my full-time job. Not saying that has to be everything for everybody listening, but just saying that, and that, not saying that's your goal, by the way. That wasn't my goal when I started. I was a financial advisor. I had named the license, and I had it, Series 7, 6, 63, insurance licenses, CFP. I mean, credit asset management specialist. I was in that business for almost 14 years. And the podcast, though, totally changed things for me. And I have many clients and people that I've known in the podcasting community who've had things like that happen. And it just keeps on growing. And it's interesting. And talk about talk about kind of the ease of podcasting, because I've tried everything. And when I was in marketing for it as an advisor, whether it was blogs, writing blogs, or YouTube channel, or you name it. And to me, the podcast is really the lowest hanging fruit. Like, that's something that anybody can do. Can you talk a little bit more about how easy it is?
Yeah, it's absolutely easy. I mean, you know, today we all know how to Zoom. So we've all tried expensive microphone into it. We recommend one that's under $100. Super simple. Changes the sound, but much more professional. But doing those things, like you're already doing these things today, especially in this remote working world. So you already have all the tools and skills. The only thing you need to be is curious about other people if you're going to do interviews. And if you're going to talk about topics, you need to have a different approach to it where it's not a lecture. This is not a webinar. This is a conversation and a sharing and stories and things like that. So we do a lot of trainings with our clients. We have lots of advanced, master classes and things like that to up your interview skills or to do things like that. But pretty much you're all capable of that because you've all been out there networking. You've all showed curiosity about people and what they do in the world. And you've all been out there educating your own clients and your own, you know, community in general about great topics on their health, wellness, their financial management, whatever it might be, is that your core topic. My recommendation, though, is stay in what like drives you, what fuels you, because if you stay in that world, it's going to be so much easier to sustain it and keep going.
Oh, I love it. And one of the things that you said, sustain it, I think that's one of the big deals here with podcasting is, to me,
it's
more, you can be consistent, because consistency over time did it. I mean, you said that you recommended a microphone that's not too technical, under $100. I recorded my first 300 episodes on my iPhone, my iPhone headphones. So, and guess what? I built an audience. Like, it wasn't like, this isn't anything that I'm talking about here. I did. And I built an audience, and what was I doing? I'll be upfront, and I don't know if you're listening to this, then you probably like my show a little bit, or else you wouldn't be listening. But otherwise, I mean, I'm going to say that those first 1,000 episodes might not have been the best. Second 1,000, much better. The next 1,000, going to be even better. So, you know, we all get better over time. But the point is, if you want to be a professional, but for your doctor out there, your lawyer, your person that just wants to go out there, you're already having these discussions. It's so easy to do, and all you have to think about is that there's plenty of audience out there for everybody. So you don't have to worry about, is your podcast going to reach the world and how many downloads and this and that. All you have to worry about is you have content that you can send to your patient list or to your client list or to something else that you can educate, inform, and entertain. And it's easy. That's the main thing. It's easy. So you can get it done in a half an hour a week if you want to do a show a week, or you can get it done in a couple hours a month if you want to do it, record all at one time, schedule it out, you're done. And now you have content going out in your newsletter, you have content going out and you're in front of your audience and you're not hard selling anybody, you're literally giving them free content like we all know we should be doing, but how many of us have the time to sit down and spend 5 hours to do a long blog post? If you spend 5 hours
on
a long blog post and editing and doing this and that, you could have recorded a quarter's worth of content that you could distribute over your podcast in 5 hours, a quarter, months worth of content, and that you don't have, if you can do once on one Saturday afternoon or however you want to do it, and you're done.
That's right. I wrote a column for Inc. magazine for 4 years, and I can tell you that my podcast led me to more clients, more business, more circulation of my community growth and followers and all that did more than my Inc. column.
Let's talk about your podcast, actually. Host of the Binge Factor podcast. I love supporting and introducing podcasters to my audience. So tell us a little bit more about the content they can expect when they go check that out.
Well, that's what I love about the Binge Factor is it gets me to talk to great hosts who are doing great shows and how they're doing it. More importantly, we talk about the tips for how they're promoting, how they're getting great guests. So the sort of structure around that side of it that most people don't talk about in podcasting. So most people like to talk about, how do you do it? How do you record? How do you edit? We don't talk about that. We're talking about really how to create great bingeable content. And bingeability is the key to someone buying from you, the key to someone trusting you so much that they have to do business with you. And so if you can get a podcast that someone subscribes through to and then binges on every single episode, you have a client, you have a listener, you have a community that's just built around you and really wants what you have to sell or what you have to bring to the world. And so that's really what we're focusing on in the Binge Factor. So it's my way to highlight successful podcasters. And then we also do a feature called Giving Tuesday Podcast that's up and coming. And so we've been setting it up and we're about to launch it. And we feature 5 brand new shows you probably never heard of before that we think have potential to be bingeable.
Oh, that's awesome. So let's see. So Tracy, if somebody wants to learn more about Podatize, they want to learn more about your podcast, I mean, what's the best way for them to connect with you and your brand overall? Because I definitely want people to follow up and I want them to start their own podcast. I'm on a mission. I want people to start these podcasts, get it out, be seen and get heard. And I want to, and I know it'll do well for their business as it did for mine. So what's the best way for them to connect?
Well, to connect with the company, it's simply podatize.com, which is pod with monetize after, you know, as blend of that. Podatize.com will give you all the information on the services we provide. The bingefactor.com is the Binge Factor's website, and it's a great example of what we do and how we do it. So you can go there and check that out and see how we're really maximizing the content usage, and we're creating articles and we're creating lots of social media posts from that. And then if you want to catch me personally, it's exactly how we met, Adam, on LinkedIn. That's the place that I play the most and where you'll actually get my live posts, me actually there and not my team.
Fantastic. Well, Tracy, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing over at Podatize to help new podcasters get started, but also to help expert podcasters monetize and grow their businesses. So all great work you're doing there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review in the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. I'd love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Tracy, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Adam.